Mulan, Saudi Arabia gets a new crown prince as King Salman appoints his son to the royal position. In a decree, the Saudi monarch has named Mohammed bin Salman and as his heir to the throne, dismissing Mohammed bin Nayef. The king has also sacked bin Nayef from his position as interior minister. The replacement completes a gradual removal of the 57-year-old prince from powers. Mohammed bin Salman used to be the second in line to the throne. Mohammed's promotion has been approved by the kingdom's allegiance council. His father has called on the public to pledge loyalty to him. According to the royal decree, the 31-year-old successor will continue to hold his post as defense minister. International relations and security analyst Mark Sloboda joins us now from the Russian capital, Moscow. Sir, welcome to the program. Well, Saudi Arabia now has a new crown prince. What does that mean for the Saudis and for the region as well?
Okay, well, this development is something that has been a long time coming, even as many people feared it. Mohammed bin Nayef, the current king's nephew and Mohammed bin Salman's cousin, was seen as the preferred of the U.S. foreign policy and security establishment. He was head of the Interior Ministry and their counterterrorism czar, seen as a security heavyweight, a stable hand. Mohammed bin Salman, on the other hand, at least until recently, was extremely unliked in Washington. Anonymous U.S. officials reporting to The Guardian described him as precocious and unbearable, not worthy of the powers given to him by his father, which were extensive. He was the in charge of the military, the Secretary of Defense. He was in charge of the state Saudi state oil company, Aramco, the Arabian American oil company, and he was also in charge of the economy. And his record has been rather mixed. He's seen as being instrumental in the Saudi invasion and occupation of Yemen, which has not worked out as planned. Saudi progress has been stalled, and they've taken heavy casualties. He's seen as being instrumental in instigating the current conflict with Qatar, which is, I think by some measures, probably an ego battle between him, Mohammed bin Salman, and the Qatari emir. He's also seen as being heavily involved in the Saudi backing of terrorist proxies in both Syria and in Libya. So these have all achieved mixed results. Also, he was a champion of continuing high oil production, even as prices were plummeting for years in the oil price war that Saudi waged against Russia and Iran, in which Saudi eventually blinked first in this game of chicken and then reached an agreement with Russia and others to start trying to raise the price of oil up again. So it is somewhat surprising considering his record, a very mixed record of results. But he is also seen as having arranged the recent political visit by the U.S. President Donald Trump, where he probably achieved some type of approval from Trump and from others within the U.S. administration. This was seen as a political coup in Saudi Arabia. He also is seen as a young and dynamic figure. He will be the first leader, the first king, the monarch of Saudi Arabia that is not a direct descendant of the original king. They were all previously sons, brothers of the first Saudi king. And it was thought to have been going to Mohammed bin Nayef, but instead, the first of this new generation of kings will be the current kings, the last brother's own son. This seems to have ended a long series of kind of Game of Thrones-esque political struggle that was occurring in Saudi Arabia under the sheets. But with 31 out of 34 votes in the Allegiance Council that approves the Saudi monarch, it would seem that this has been settled and that he does seem to have widespread support among the Saudi royals.
Thank you, sir. Mark Sloboda joining us from the Russian capital, Moscow.